This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If I had to select a word that best described how I feel as we take to the airwaves on this Tuesday on What's On Your Mind, the word would be narrowed it down to one or two, and I'm just trying to decide which one to go with. Euphoric is one of them, but I think that's a little bit too... I can't honestly say that I'm euphoric, because if you're euphoric, you're almost just like bouncing off the walls, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ecstatic. That's what I'm going to say. I'm just ecstatic about Amy Coney Barrett. Folks, that's why you worry. That's why you toil. That's why you support somebody and talk to somebody else about supporting somebody and telling people why you believe what you believe, is so you can look at the President of the United States at the White House for a third time in 4 years swearing in a justice of the Supreme Court. Do you feel that? I mean, it's just extraordinary. That's the thing about Donald Trump. If you go back and look at really his campaign era, escalator through the victory, and then president through now and the reelection effort, I mean, he does 2-3 things a week that other presidents would do in a year. How can people not look at that and say, how lucky are we to have somebody that cares that much? It just goes and picks a Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett. And I'm telling you, any Republican, any so-called conservative that picks Joe Biden over Donald Trump, you're a disgrace. You're an absolute disgrace. It's America. You can vote however you want, but you're a disgrace in my mind. And that is because you've seen again and again and again something as so very important to the fabric of maintaining the United States of America as we know it, the United States Supreme Court. How do you get caught up in, I tweet too much, yell too much, even mean? Most of the criticism related to Donald Trump's bravado, for lack of a better term, you know, this kind of swagger, this kind of, you know, the way he takes on opponents and the way he, you know, gives nicknames and tweets things out, they're warranted. It's fair criticism. But it shouldn't be behavior that prevents you from voting for the guy if you truly are Republican. You truly are conservative. So there's my word. Static. Ecstatic today. 1 week until Election Day. Ecstatic. How about you? What's your word? Call us at 701-258-0550. Todd, Kev, going to need a word from you. 701-258-0550. Text me, 701-367-2054. That'd be 701-367-2054, or Todd, 701-226-8503.
Ready.
You're ready.
Mine would be curious.
Curious. Interesting.
I'm really curious to see what's going to happen in a lot of different races, including the presidency. You know,
well, you know, I was curious.
I live in Minnesota, so we have our own fish to fry there, so to speak.
Every Christmas, as I would run down the stairs wanting to know what Santa brought little Scotty,
mm-hmm.
I was curious what was in the present, certainly. But you know what I really was?
Excited.
Ecstatic! I could open it up.
Okay, yeah. There you go, yep.
So you're not there yet. You're just kind of curious.
I'm obviously excited, but I'm just curious to see, you know, how this is going to shake out. I mean, you know, what we hear and what actually is going to happen is going to be what's going to solve, you know, satisfy my curiosity.
All right.
So I'm excited about this to see how it all plays out.
I can't pick your word. So I won't pick your word. But what is your word, folks? What is it? Elated, says one listener. Another says Michael Coachman. Two words. That's two words. You're cheating. Can't cheat. Hopeful, says another. Right now, vindicated. He's delivered on his promises. Somebody else with two words. I don't know what it is with the two-word people. Voter fraud. I'm looking for an emotion from you. Voter fraud would be worried, see, because you're worried that there's going to be voter fraud. You know, one way there's no voter fraud? I mean, there still would be voter fraud, but it wouldn't decide the outcome. You know what that would be? Landslide. There's a word for you. Landslide.
Mm-hmm.
And this race is surging in Donald Trump's favor. You can see. Just turn on CNN for 15 minutes and you can see it. Chris Cuomo has his undies in a bunch. I'm pretty sure his undies are in a bunch. He's a little bit on the worried side. And right on cue last night, after the swearing in of Amy Coney Barrett by Justice Clarence Thomas, a great human being, a wonderful man, guess what happened? AOC and Ilhan Omar tweeted out three words. Not one word, three words. Pack the court.
There you go.
Is anybody here surprised? Raise your hand if you're surprised. Are you surprised? Nobody's raising their hand. You see that, Todd? Nobody. Yeah, wow. Let's go to Jack at Bismarck and get to the calls here on What's on Your Mind. Jack, go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, Scott. Just quickly, I did Justice Barrett's confirmation. It was a marvelous thing for the Constitution, and I'm very happy that it happened. But let me jump just quickly over to Dr. Birx rolling into town yesterday and lecturing us on mask wearing. As a 70-year-old, mostly rational person, I'm just getting tired of public health experts lecturing us on various things. Go over to the website of the American Association of Physicians and Surgeons. There's an extensive review of studies done with respect to mask effectiveness in various circumstances with respect to influenza-like diseases, in particular COVID. And the general conclusion I think you draw is that masks for the general population do virtually nothing. Additionally, if you look at the experience of states and countries that have imposed mask mandates and the increase in COVID numbers, what you find is that after mask mandates have been imposed, they do virtually nothing as with respect to controlling the increase of COVID cases. In fact, COVID cases usually skyrocket after mask mandates are imposed. So I wish the public health experts would give us a break, give us detail, give us context. Stop using the sort of arrogant, condescending lecturing of us. We're free human beings in a constitutional republic, and they ought to remember that and treat us as such.
Let me ask you something, Jack.
Justice Barrett. Yeah, sure.
Let me ask you something. Have you ever voted for a public health official?
No, and that's the point, too, right? We don't vote for them.
No.
They're not accountable to us, really. And by the way, none of them have lost their jobs.
No, they're virtually unaccountable, and they have the club of being able to say this is not good for the public, this is bad for your health, and I couldn't agree with you more on Dr. Birx. By the way, she said that she observed Bismarck hotels, restaurants, and grocery stores, and found residents in the city were the worst she has seen at mask wearing and social distancing during her prolonged 38 state tour of the country.
Exactly. I'm surprised you didn't go around slapping people's hands.
Yeah. And you know, the reporters were a bunch of jerks, too. Not all of them, but some of them trying to stir the pot. And one thing I thought was really rude, honestly, is Deborah Birx is, a White House employee. I mean, a White House, you know, task force member. She's, I'm not sure who she's tasked to in government, but obviously has her expertise and has a long history of you know, health, you know, portfolios. But to come in to North Dakota, number one, diss Bismarck like that, and then even compare Fargo. Well, Fargo was much better 2 months ago when I was there than Bismarck was. I mean, that, you just don't say that. You don't come into somebody else's party and say that, number one. Number two, you know, she, and again, this is partly to blame for a reporter, but she basically says the governor's wrong by not requiring masks, by not having a mask mandate. And, you know, the governor has been pro-mask to the point of, I think, you know, ridicule and people that don't like that idea. But he's giving his recommendation. He isn't issuing an order. So I give him credit for that because he understands North Dakotans. Meanwhile, she comes in and says he's wrong. Well, he works for North Dakotans. He doesn't work for you.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, that didn't play well. Didn't play well at all. And it is unfortunate. And I think the public health community in general, you have some very good points, Jack, needs to realize that, look, public is us, the public, the taxpayers. You work for us, and you need to recognize where you are and the culture a little bit and bring some of that in. They don't. Thanks, Jack. Steve, coming up.
Being a caregiver for an aging loved one takes its toll over time. Coordinating appointments, financial responsibility, and wondering what will come next is stressful. Northland Pace Senior Care Services has helped many aging adults live at home as long as safely possible by providing the care they need. All health care, rehab, social work services, and more, your loved one will be fully cared for when they're with Northland Pace Senior Care Services. Located throughout North Dakota online at northlandpace.com.
Fill up with Unleaded 88 and help the third annual Pink at the Pump promotion to raise funds for breast cancer awareness. Participating retailers include PetroServe USA, Bismarck, Castleton, Fargo, Mandan, Valley City, and West Fargo. Cashwise, Bismarck, Fargo, Williston, Valley, Gary, Grand Forks, and Tesoro Winemere. 3 cents per gallon of Unleaded 88 sold in October goes to North Dakota Women's Way. Unleaded 88 is a high-performance fuel that is safe for all 2001 and newer vehicles. Choose the Pink Unleaded 88 nozzle in October to support breast cancer awareness.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
We love the American flag. That's why at ndflagpoleguy.com, that's all we do. We install flagpoles. We repair flagpoles. We wash flags. We replace flags. We want to install and take care of your flag. This is Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, inviting you to proudly display your love for America by flying Old Glory at your home or business. Call 701-571-FLAG or go to ndflagpoleguy.com. And thank you.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Brought to you by MyPillow today. I'm looking at the Giza cotton pillowcases right now, where you can buy one and get one free, along with the Giza Dream sheets, which are just the absolute best. I mean, Mike Lindell searched the world to find the best cotton. Found it in an area of the Mediterranean that made the perfect combination. It's really good. I have them so I know. I'm telling you something I actually experienced, folks. MyPillow towels now, and of course the MyPillow pillows. Buy one, get one free. Offer going on right now. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Or call 800-506-9028 for some great specials. What's on your mind? Telephone number 800-228-0550. Give me your word. Amy Coney Barrett sworn in by Clarence Thomas last night. 1 week till election. What's your word? Ecstatic is mine. Donald Trump, I believe, became president of the United States because of the Supreme Court. He was elected because of the Supreme Court. Now people said, it's a crazy election, but I know who he will put on the court. I know who she will put on the court. I'm going for him. And look what he did. Unprecedented. 3 Supreme Court justices. In his first term, Barack Obama had 2 in 8 years. Tell me he doesn't have a little bit of favor, my friends. Just tell me. Bottom of the hour, we're going to chat with Dr. Mike LeBeau, president of Sanford-Bismarck region, and talk about the news yesterday about a merger between Sanford Health and the folks from Intermountain Health. We're also going to talk with Paul Snyder about the upcoming UAS Summit and Expo. We're going to talk to Chris Jones about long-term care visitation and how the vulnerable protection plan is going. And after that crazy day on Wall Street yesterday, Brian Kronk will be here from Collins & Kronk, your local Raymond James Financial Services advisor, for the Your Money segment. Those are always fun. So, in the meantime, give me your word. Kevin Cavalier, you're next.
Hi. Yep, Kevin. On the WDAY news today, they announced that there was 23 or 25 cases of coronavirus was traced to President Trump's rally in Wisconsin, about the time he had it. There was 4 for the protesters against Trump and there's 1 in Biden's. But there's no curiosity, these guys. Did they ever figure out the percentage? If Trump had 2,500 people, that's 1%. If there's 400 protesters, that's 1%. And lucky if Biden had 100, that's still 1%. And if he had less than that, he's worse off. But it's kind of interesting. I think if you went in and told some of these people who do the news and say the sky is falling, you think they'd maybe go outside and look? can you twist everything? A little curiosity and a little figuring out would be nice to see every once in a while.
Curiosity is gone the way of the horse and buggy. I don't know what the deal is. It's no more. Not in media, not in journalism. There's no curiosity. And imagine, if you will, sorry to scare you like this, Kevin, but imagine, if you will, that 1 week from tonight, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are elected, okay? And you had a media that didn't scrutinize one darn thing. I mean, even black and white things like, I'm reading a text right now from a listener saying Joe Biden and the Obama regime wanted to ban fracking and horizontal drilling in the United States while bringing fracking and horizontal drilling to the Ukraine and Russia using U.S. taxpayer dollars. Now, how do we know that? Because we have a laptop and some hard drives that have a whole lot of information that nobody has said, no, it's not true. You made that up. So wouldn't you think they'd be curious about that and want to know, well, how do you ban fracking here, but then over here you're talking to Ukraine about fracking? What in the world? Thank you for that, Nate, by the way. Good little bit of research on that. You're exactly right, Kevin.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Anything else?
I just one thing, your competitor, Joel Heitkamp, turned on MSNBC on, I think it was Sunday, and he was on one of those talking to somebody, along with the nurse from Sanford, apparently, talking about the mask wearing and shaming North Dakotans for not doing what they should be doing and all this stuff, so...
Well, when you're MSNBC, you look for people who, think like you do. So that doesn't surprise me in the least. That's what they do. Thanks, Kevin. Appreciate it. Mike in Detroit Lakes, go ahead. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Hello?
Hello, Mike. What's on your mind?
Yeah. I got a question for you. What is the Democrats' problem with Amy Coney Barrett? She's smarter than all of them put together. She's a brilliant person, and they don't like her. Why?
Well, she's conservative. She's pro-life.
Awesome thing. But what is bad about that?
She's an originalist. The Democrats' view of the court is it is a it's a insurance policy. When they can't get what they want by voting and having their representation, vote in Congress, that they get liberals on the court that will make law. That's their dream,
yeah,
and she's obviously not going to do that.
Conservatives do that. But why
Pardon
can't
me?
The conservatives do that? Why cannot the conservatives do that?
Because the conservatives believe in the court's function to be there as a, call balls and strikes, if you will. Look at a piece of legislation and say, is it constitutional or not? Does it follow the law? Is it part of the Constitution? They don't care about the Constitution on the left. They could care less about it. They want to shape that to their vision. So that's why they hate Amy Coney Barrett.
She's a wonderful person. Got 7 kids, takes care of 2 from Haiti, and is a Catholic woman. And Miss Pelosi, who says she's holier than thou, the Catholic lady that she says she is, hates her. That's a bigot.
Yeah, and if you find an honest leader in the Catholic Church, they might not say it publicly, but they'll certainly tell you privately about both Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi. They are flirting with their salvation by supporting abortion while being Catholic, using their Catholic faith,
exactly,
and at the same time voting. I'm serious. It's not funny. It's not petty. It's not meant to be mean. It's just the real story. That is. I mean, that's called intrinsic.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, that's all right, Mike. What were you going to say?
My Lutheran pastor is the same way. He will support Donald Trump, and he will support Amy Coney Barrett completely, and he's a Lutheran.
Yeah. And it's an intrinsic evil. A bishop told me that one time. He said it's an intrinsic evil. It's an evil equal to actually killing a baby by being Catholic and advocating for abortion. Dangerous stuff. Mike, on the right, dark. That's part of that dark winter that's coming.
Dark winter, yeah.
Let's get you in quick. Mike on the road, what's on your mind?
Well, my word for last night is outstanding.
Yeah, baby!
President. I was so proud of my president. And another thing that's not getting any play is what executive order that Trump signed to clear out the deep state. It's trench governors. I mean, government people.
Trump that's
good. Trump's the step.
Exactly right. And he's hard at it. Remember that. I was in the White House, had one of his top aides tell me the most surprising part of working there was how many people were against him that worked in the White House. Imagine going to work today with a majority of people who aren't for you, aren't rooting for you. That's the deep state you're talking about. You couldn't be more right. More coming up.
It's time. Time to return to Norway. Let's plan for 2021. Nobody better to take you to Norway than Carol Juven at Juven Tours and Travel. You know, basically, if you want to do Norway, you want to do a family trip, you want to do it right, you want to just say, hey, what's my celebration going to be when this mess is over? Pick 2021. Right now, find a month in 2021 and book it, right?
Yes, we have got 5 tours for 2021.
What number trip to Norway will that be for you?
Trip number 180.
Let's have them build back because this is it in Norway. Tourism is what makes them go. It's pretty phenomenal. And if folks are dreaming a little about 2021, what do they need to see?
Oh, the fjord country they need to see and the people. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people.
Carol wants to send you a giant map of Norway free. 701-237-9000. JuvenTours.com. JuvenTours.com. And it'll help you find your family with that map. JuvenTours and Travel. 237-9000. JuvenTours.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Senate's 52-48 confirmation vote shortly after 8 p.m. Eastern on Monday has put Amy Coney Barrett into the Supreme Court. Republican Majority Leader Mitch McConnell called it a great day for America. Democrat Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer cried foul.
in the selection of a Supreme Court justice because an election was 8 months away. Those same Republicans are preparing to confirm a justice with an election that is 8 days away. In the process, the majority has trampled over norms, rules, standards, honor, values, any of them that could possibly stand in its monomaniacal pursuit to put someone on the court who will take away the rights of so many Americans.
The difference 4 years ago, the Democrat White House was up against a Republican majority Senate. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
There's a lot going on these days at the University of Mary. Exciting times. Opened their new state-of-the-art facility for their School of Engineering to fill our region's critical need for highly skilled, culturally prepared engineers. The university's engineering faculty is world-class. Now they have a beautiful space to practice their craft, teaching students that go out and serve communities. Students can earn a degree in construction management, computer science, civil, mechanical, or electrical engineering. You know, the University of Mary never stops innovating. Never stops innovating in ways to serve their students in the community. Proud that their engineering graduates are poised to become the next generation of dynamic industry leaders. Discover the Mary difference at umary.edu/engineering. David Fargo, I'm going to get you in here quick before I go to our guest here. You've been waiting a while. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Scott, just keep up the good work. Just wanted to say I absolutely think Trump will not only win, I think it's going to be one of the biggest landslides in over a century, and I think Trump will get somewhere between 340 and 362 electoral votes. They'll pick up the House, keep the Senate, and they're going to keep pushing forward.
And we're going to mark you down as confident with a capital C.
Very confident.
Very confident. Exactly right. You can't do two words. Some have tried, but most have been skirting the rules there a little bit. But thanks for the call. Appreciate it. More as we go throughout the program. A bunch have come in by text as well, and Leah is keeping tabs, so we'll have those on our live blog on What's On Your Mind Twitter feed, so you can check those out there and find out how many, emotions match yours. Our next guest is the president of Sanford-Bismarck Region, back with us on an important day for Sanford Health after the announcement yesterday that a merger would happen with Intermountain Healthcare. Mike, nice to have you back. How are you?
Great. How are you this morning, Scott?
Doing very well. Thank you very much. So I want to start with just the overall impact. A year, two, 3 years down the road, whatever, these two entities come together. What does it mean for the patient? What does it mean for the people you serve?
Yeah, for us, we're excited for that. As change comes, what we hope for is new services. As we bring the two companies together, we start looking at social determinants of health care, really looking at community wellness, and really looking at the premium. What do you pay for insurance? I think one of the things we think we can do better together is offer better health care for less money. That's really what, our vision is as we come together.
Are there particular, if you look at the footprint of Intermountain Healthcare and that of Sanford Health, and you say, okay, you know, so much diabetes, so much heart disease. I mean, are there particular areas where, you know, a region focuses in on where, hey, we're going to, you know, try and bring that number the right way?
Yeah, I think the first thing that we look at together, I think, is actually oncology services, you know, the service of cancer. They have a great program. We feel very comfortable with our program. One of the jewels that we have at Sanford is our research program. And so really being able to take all of our resources and combine them to really start to look, we think that we can help drive, you know, modern, new, and technologically advanced treatment. I think that's the first one. We also then look at centers of excellence. You know, if you look at our cardiac service lines, I think between the two, our orthopedic service line, as you bring these groups together, we think we can be on the forefront of modern-day medicine.
So what's the reason for it? Does this make you stronger? Is it a way to serve, you know, their patients and your patients better? What's the motivating factor that brings about the merger?
Yeah, great question. You know, I think one of the unique things about this merger is both companies are very strong financially, and we're very strong clinically. I think the world of COVID has kind of taught us some lessons. A lot of medicine, you know, you think we're kind of on our back feet, kind of reacting. This really, I think, allows both of our organizations as we come together to be on our front feet, to really be forward facing. You know, both of us, you know, are committed to health, not just treating people. And I think it's important that, you know, as we both look to our futures, you know, I heard Mark Harrison, the CEO of Intermountain, say a forever company. This really, I think, positions us to be a healthcare leader for the next, you know, century.
So if you're a patient, your doctor is at Sanford Health, you look at this and say, that's a good health organization. Sanford is a good health organization. So together, they're just stronger, and that's good for me and stability and in a challenging time in healthcare, I guess, right?
Yeah. You know, I think one of the things that we think about is, you know, we call them best practices. You know, any time you bring people together, you look for what each group does well, and then you just try to emulate it. And so I think it's really a unique thing. And I think from an individual patient's perspective, we're going to become better working together. There's a lot of things Intermountain does that's excellent. There's a lot of things we do that's excellent. And as we sit at the table together, I think we try to find the best of both worlds. And I think it just ups both of our games as we come together. The other thing I think, Scott, that's unique is our health plan. You know, we have 200,000 lives in our health plan. They have just short of a million. One of the things I think we have to tackle across the country is how do we decrease the cost of healthcare? And I think a merger like this where we bring, you know, not only big companies together, but quality care, I think you can really start to look at the cost of healthcare and how you deliver better care for less money. And I think that's one of the things that excites me the most personally.
And certainly, as you say, just something that is front of mind for everybody to find out, you know, want to solve that riddle, get the, you know, the right plan out there, the right policy. And if you can control costs, you go a long ways to, you know, getting a better plan, making it more affordable. Everything gets better if, you know, the costs come down and bend the cost curve. So is that what does that? What is the quickest path to bending the cost curve? Obviously, I always say when people say, well, you know, healthcare is expensive, I said, because the way we pay for it, if I have it through my insurance at work, and it's included in that, I go to the doctor, I'm not frugal, I want everything, you know, and yeah, I'll take one of those, and, you know, you have no incentive to want to spend less, and so costs go up and up and up. That's you know, just one example I've used over the years. What would you say that the main component of rising healthcare cost is?
Yeah, I think you're right on, Scott, and I don't think that, you know, it's always data-driven. You know, this isn't a discussion about who pays for health care. You know, these discussions always turn into the old HMO stories, and that was who was going to pay and how you ration care. But I think more important, it's about changing the conversation, and it's delivering the right care at the right place at the right time. And so there's many times that if you intervene early, you might spend more money on different things, you know, to make sure that folks can get to their appointments, to make sure that medications are taken and people are compliant. And we help break down the barriers. You know, it's an interesting stat. About 1 in 3 to 1 in 4 adults in our country ration health care because of cost. And we just don't think that that's acceptable. And so if you can deal with the disparate population, the folks that are different, the folks that are out and have, you know, more needs, I think focusing on those, focusing on more care at home, you know, focusing on care in the rural setting, you know, limiting the need for travel, for services. I think if you look, as we come together, more telemedicine services, more ability to offer care in people's homes, I think is a huge advantage that we offer. And then the last thing is a digital platform. You know, as the world is changing around us, I think really being able to, you know, both of us have digital platforms. I think together they're going to be better and really offer people just direct point of care, you know, push a button service that I think also helps bend that cost curve.
We're chatting with Dr. Mike LeBeau, who's president of Sanford to Bismarck region. I want to ask you a couple questions just about the battle against COVID. We hear a lot of media coverage, that would have you believe if you didn't actually walk into any healthcare facility that if you did, you would see just a place, you know, that is crazy, overwhelmed, not going well. I mean, the media picture is just that, you know, COVID has just overwhelmed it. Yet I look at yesterday's numbers, 173 current hospitalizations. I wouldn't want to be one of them, but nonetheless, that's not a ginormous number when you compare 3,200 hospital beds. And I get that there's a pent-up demand for lots of other things, but is the healthcare system in North Dakota overwhelmed right now?
You know, I don't think overwhelmed is the correct word, Scott. I do think that, you know, anytime I get this question, and I get this question a lot, I always say it's really an important time, and I'm always, you know, honored to speak up for our healthcare workers. Our frontline staff have been at this for 6 months, and you know they're tired. They've been beat around pretty good with this, and I think that we should all acknowledge that they've never had the opportunity to work from home. They've always put themselves in harm's way, and I think we should be grateful for that. From a healthcare perspective, we do think it's important that all of us do what we can to slow the progression of the disease. So there's nobody in healthcare who doesn't believe in that. But we feel that as we've worked very closely with each other, with, you know, North Dakota Hospital Association, with the state, that we're at a spot where we are managing this. And the interesting part about this is compared to our original surge plan, a lot of the surge is pent up medical delivery from when we deferred care for 2 months. And so despite what it sounds, we actually are encouraging people to make sure that you continue to care for yourself, that you're keeping your regular appointments and, you know, making sure you're getting all of the health maintenance stuff. So, yeah, tough times, but, you know, I think we've stepped up well across the state. I think the hospitals have worked closely together. And, you know, as of right now, we still feel that we can manage what we have, but it is a strain on our system.
Only have 30 seconds left for this answer, but I'm curious, as someone that's saved lives, as a doctor yourself, I mean, there's that patient-doctor relationship that's strong. Should people rely on that, connection to make decisions on how best to slow the spread? People don't like to be lectured to, and there seems to be public health and, you know, government folks waving masks and whatnot. Is a better decision to go right to your doctor and find out how you personally can best help slow the spread?
Yeah, I think so. I think healthcare should always be between the provider and the patient. You know, that includes our nurses. You know, a lot of our nurses in our clinics and a lot of stuff. I'll tell you that most of our doctors are going to tell you that, you know, now is the time with our positivity rate that we should be, you know, staying spread out. We should be avoiding large groups, and we should be social distancing and wearing masks.
Dr. Mike LeBeau, Sanford Health. President, Bismarck Region, thank you so much for some great info. Congrats on the news. Talk to you soon. Thanks.
When the world changes, you change with it. You push through uncertainty by embracing new rhythms and redefining connection. At Sanford Health, we're standing with you at every point along the way, committed to delivering the care you need when you need it. Because even when your world looks different, you can be confident we've taken every step to keep you safe while you're in our care. Call your local clinic or visit sanfordhealth.org to make an appointment.
MetroServe USA, home to home cooking and grab-and-go convenience, plus a great deal on drinks. Any size drink, 79 cents. Coffee, fountain pop, cappuccino, and Lewis and Clark. Come on in to MetroServe USA. Nestle Pure Life Water, 28 packs for $3.99. Jack Link's Extra Tender for $3.59. Two K-Chill Liquid Shots for $10. Or 3 5-Hour Energy for $4 each. MetroServe USA, great specials all month long. Tell them Scott sent you. If you haven't reviewed your Medicare plan lately, now is the time. There's a new zero-premium Medicare plan in your area. Zero premium. Annual election period runs October 15th through December 7th. Talk to a local licensed Medicare broker right now. Call 877-590-0994. That's 877-590-0994. Sponsored by Sunderland Group. Call now for a zero-premium Medicare plan.
Hi, I'm Carl Sobeck, Dean of the Gary Tharaldson School of Business. At the University of Mary, we're committed to offering all students the opportunity to make a better life for themselves, their families, and their communities. Today's students are tomorrow's leaders, which is why we challenge our students to be difference makers that help make their community a better place. Receive more than just a diploma. Receive an education for life. Get started today at umary.edu/business.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
And so Kevin Flynn on the bongo and Todd Mitchell on the screaming. Right there. What it is. So good job.
Please allow me to introduce
myself. Dedicate this song to Kamala Harris.
Good screaming there, Todd. Thank you for that. Appreciate that. Good stuff.
I've been around for a long time.
You got that down. Hi, folks. Scott Hannon here. Todd Mitchell, Kevin Flynn. Leah Backstrom is working on our social media. Chris Larson is our fine producer on the program. And we also, of course, have Daniel answering the phones. Grant and Bismarck, Joe and Lyndon been waiting to weigh in here. And we're going to go to them in just a moment. But first, I want to tell you it's Tuesday. And if you're hungry, then I have a couple suggestions for lunch. Home cooking would be the two words. That's right up there with ecstatic. That's my word today. Ecstatic. I have a few more here, too. In Valley City, hot beef sandwich or chicken pot pie?
Mmm.
Harwood, meatball dinner today. West Main Avenue, West Fargo, lasagna with garlic toast. Are you kidding me? 12th Avenue North, beefy tips. Beefy tips right there at 12th Avenue North. So there's all kinds of other great food. Grab-and-go convenience. 4-for-4 deals, the pizza, the two cookies, the 20-ounce drink, for instance, four items, $4. All month long, the coffee, fountain pop, cappuccino, Lewis and Clark, any size, 79 cents. PetroServe USA. All right, who's next here? Looks like Joe in Linton. Joe, you're up on What's on Your Mind.
Yes, sir. Mr. Joe Biden, he made this comment. I think it was in the whole debate deal. Week after he's elected, he could have this COVID thing wrapped up. Well, if that's the deal, why don't he do it now? Boy, I'll bet you'd be president right away and think of the lives he'd save.
Well, good point. Good point.
I mean,
do you think it's maybe because he's being a politician and talking through his talking through his hind end? Joe, you think maybe that's the reason?
That would be the case, would it? He wouldn't do that, would he?
No.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Come on.
Yeah. Come on, man.
Come on, man. Give me a little come on, man. I got to have a little come on, man. Yeah, yes, I do. I got to have it.
You got to have that. Play that a little more here. Come on, man.
You know what Joe Biden is? He's
wrong.
That's what he is.
That's wrong.
Wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
Wrong. Wrong.
You know, the only way he'd do that, to fix it in a week, is he'd do this.
This guy will close down the whole country and destroy our country.
Exactly. He's going to shut down the whole country. Yeah, see, I fixed it because nobody's outside. You can't go anywhere, and we can't test anybody. So, yeah.
Well, there you go.
All right, Joe.
Fix it.
Thank you for bringing that up. We appreciate it. Grant and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, Scott. I don't know if you had time to look at a post that I sent you via text message, but this gal, I know her political affiliation already, but it said, my political beliefs are I care for the environment and all lives. Well, I simply stated with a question mark about abortion. Holy smoke. If you are a man, you do not have an opinion anymore. So that's just...
Come on, man.
Hey, I'm asking this a simple question because you say you're for life, but then it's all, it was a huge debate on when does life start? When is this? Don't tell me what to do. You're a man. You have no right to say. I was just like, hey, I'm just asking a simple question. And it was getting so bad with the name calling because they don't have really a good debate to go on, but to bash and name call. So it was really sad when I'm just asking a simple question and I don't get a simple answer.
And you know why? It's not an easy one to give, and it does trigger them. It does trigger them when you say, "Oh, you're for life." You know, I love the folks that literally spend their lives trying to save trees, and I like trees. You know, I'm fine with them. They're nice in the yard, and you know, we need them to breathe, and they provide all kinds of things. But I don't love a tree more than I love a life. You know, and I don't understand somebody who doesn't, who's, you know. Causes are not something as obvious as a precious unborn child. Just, again, it's another reason this Supreme Court success by Donald Trump was so important last night. It really is, because Roe versus Wade was wrongly decided. Roe versus Wade and the contorted way in which they did it, I don't know why we don't call it Dred Scott or anything else, because it is. It's as bad as slavery or anything else. Removing from the Constitution your right to life. It's just crazy. Grant, appreciate your passion and for fighting out there. Appreciate that very much. Scott, love your show. I'm curious if there are any stats of COVID infections from Seattle or Portland from the last 6 months or so. That would be interesting, wouldn't it? Yeah. They call every Donald Trump rally a super spreader event, too. I mean, you'd think they could point to some facts there. Interesting point. Let's see who else is here. This, what makes Dr. Burke think she knows more than the hundreds of doctors that say masking does more harm than good? I think that's a fair question. What is going on in New York right now? There was some news regarding riots and a shooting, and I didn't have time to get the whole story on it. Thanks, Matt. It's not New York. It's Philadelphia. We mentioned it at the top of the show, but there was a police shooting last night involving a black suspect. So that means what? Burn stuff. Break stuff. Break into stuff. And assume you know all the facts immediately. So it's one of those events from last night. Texter says, did you hear the left is doxing the nuns who were behind Trump at his rally last Saturday in Ohio? This is how low they'll go. Did you see those cute little things? They were right behind him.
Know.
Oh, it was adorable. It was just...
Can't have that.
No. More after this.
Jeff is back from Collins & Clark. So, Jeff, what makes Collins & Clark different than the other financial advisors that are out there?
We can really tell our client's story.
What do you mean by that?
We sit down, we learn about what's most important to you and your family, your job. What do you want to do with the rest of your life? After we do all that and figure out what's important to you, then we develop an investment strategy to meet those goals and objectives. Most advisors want to tell their story and how great they are. We want to hear about how great our clients are. The more we learn about our clients and what's their story, the more we can help them. At Collins & Cronk, we want to know your story.
Call the advisors at Collins & Cronk today and tell them your story. 701-235-0119. Collins & Cronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Service Advisors, Inc. 300 NP Avenue, downtown Fargo, Suite 108. Call Collins & Cronk at 701-235-0119.
Warning, if you are over the age of 65 and on Medicare Parts A and B, you must listen to this. Studies show that the average Medicare recipient pays more than $5,000 in out-of-pocket medical expenses each year. What is even worse is that sudden health emergencies can cost $75,000 or more and force thousands of unfortunate Americans into extreme debt and even bankruptcy. There is hope. The solution is SnapMedicare.com. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to protect yourself and your finances. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in your coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare, remember and rest easy knowing that your medical expenses are being taken care of with SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516. You and your loved ones deserve peace of mind, and SnapMedicare.com will help you get it. Call 800-286-5516. That's 800-286-5516.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.